We've spent 5 months on this plan to make the school safer, and we've used all our funds for this project, so I could see us doing that as a future project, but not really as a as an addition to this one.
Oh, okay. I mean, I hear where the city engineer feels like we somewhat missed it, because it is a concern of safety as well, and that's where I'll leave it. But Commissioner Leone, did you have a comment?
I do have
a question.
Couple of questions. The first is, what's the current process for access to the building with the office? Looks like maybe in the western third of the building. How do they currently give access to visitors coming in?
Visitors coming in have to enter from the east end of the building, the very east end door, and then they walk into the building and go between some ropes to guide them to the office, which is there past the first level of classrooms, across the hallway, and then there's the office.
Do they have to be buzzed in by that office? Is there a camera monitoring that and cameras interior monitoring?
They do.
Okay. And then Alderman Dandrea kind of touched on it, but there certainly is a safety aspect when it comes to flow of traffic at any school, as no doubt you're aware. So was there a decision made to not include an expansion of the parking lot, or conversely, was it just not considered when this project was going through its process, or some other alternative?
Yeah, I would say it really wasn't considered when this was going through. This particular project has been kind of on the books for probably 3 to 4 years as to wanting to get this done. And finding an appropriate time, and certainly a time when we had budgeted enough money to do this without going to referendum. So it was really this project moving forward and having enough money to do this, but not, you know, another $500,000 to do a huge parking lot and big sweeps of entrances and redoing the parking. That was kind of seen as a separate project. And I can see where you'd say, well, you know, these are both kind of safety things, but that was seen as a separate issue.
Okay, just I don't know if that $500,000 was just a random number thrown out, but I mean that's nearly a third of this project cost. Is that what you or the engineers would anticipate an additional cost for the parking lot? It sounds like a lot to me.
Yeah, I know. I don't have an estimate for the parking lot, but I know that they would probably determine that our existing parking lot wasn't a high enough spec, and that it was crumbling, so we would need to redo that. And if you've ever done earth moving in Franklin, you quickly find out that there's a lot of bad soil, and bad soil takes a lot of money to fix. I've run into it on every project we've done, and it's not just $5,000 or $10,000; it's usually $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 at a crack when we have to go down farther to find good soil. So it could be less than that, but it's certainly not a small undertaking.
I do have another question, but I think maybe the city engineer has something. I can hold off. Okay,
go ahead.
My last question: when, if ever, has there been a major or a significant renovation of the building since it was constructed in the 50s, I think you said?
1995, I believe we did the addition to the building to bring the capacity up and adding the gym section.
So 25 years ago?
Yes.
Thanks.
Could have been 98, but that's pretty close.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Any other questions? Alderwoman.
There was some work done out there not too long ago. It wasn't back in 98.
We worked extensively on the playground I guess I didn't consider that part of the building, but we redid the entire playground and all the drainage in the back. Yeah, I want to say 2 or 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did get a call from one of the neighbors today after you and I were on the phone today, and the question specifically was, are they going to take care of the queuing? And I would have thought that when planning and engineering would have looked at this, that that was going to be addressed. So what I'm hearing is, no, we're still going to have the same queuing problem. We're still going to have a safety problem. We still don't have an access up to Marquette Avenue. There's still cars and buses winding through the neighborhood in an area where there's no walkways. I guess, at what point do you anticipate trying to address this problem?
Who is that question for?
Jim, to you.
School.
Well, maybe we can combine it with the extension of Marquette and design it all as one and get it done.
Well, I would certainly like to see that happen. Anyone in the planning commission have any ideas on how we can make that happen? So we're not holding them up, but still can address it?
I'm not... it's kind of... it's outside of the point that we have here now, but city engineer, maybe he's got an idea.
I guess I was getting ready.
Well, let me just make one comment before we leave that it's outside of this point. I've seen lots of projects where when something comes in and they say, well, now is our opportunity because we have the authority to have them do something that we need done, because they want an approval. Now, I'm kind of surprised that that wasn't looked at so we could address it, and I don't want to hold them up because what they're doing is very important, but this is one of those things that probably shouldn't have closer look at, because I've been talking about this for a long time, and we all know that there's a problem up here at the school. So.
Okay, Kristen, city engineer,
Alderwoman
Willem, city engineer Morrow.
Yeah, I guess reiterate what the Alderwoman's saying. I have no problem with the building designs and the architecture and all those other things that we looked at. That's fine. I appreciate the fact that the school district doesn't want to include this as part of that project, and they can easily make because they're not adding any new pupils, that they don't have to expand the parking lot or do anything like that. I guess I'll reiterate what we talked about last fall, is that, you know, when it comes time to figure out area benefit, one of the arguments was, well, we can't do the school because they're going to fix what they have on their property. So if it comes time to do the road and we're looking at area benefit and assessment, that argument goes away. So I guess I'm ready to vote for, make a motion.
Are you looking at adding any conditions that they work with city staff and to at least look at that?
I don't know that I can make that a motion. I just, like I said, I made the statement. So.
Okay. Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't understand the area of benefit goes away comment. Could you make that more clear that you've made that decision, that area benefit goes away,
because
I don't know what it means.
Mr. Morrow?
We had talked about, if we were to build a road, how to assess the adjacent properties. We talked about an area benefit where I can look at people in the area, not just land adjacent to a project. So we had extensive discussion how that would be calculated out. We talked many times about how much the school might be assessed, because they're the primary benefactors of such a road. And the discussion was that the school was doing things on their own property to help alleviate the situation. So maybe they're doing their fair share that way, and they wouldn't have to be assessed because of a road. So that's where the area benefit discussion came from.
Well, I think that it sounds like they're willing to work with us when we get Marquette. So I think if we move forward with Marquette, we have a partner in this. Whether area benefit is calculated or not, I think that becomes more of a council decision and not to be made during this project. And I wouldn't like to see the Plan Commission taking that statement as that's something that that's how we're going to do it in the future, because we don't know what the future is going to be or what the project or what the needs are. And I'm asking that you not stand by that statement at this time until we actually have a project and can make all of those decisions and assessments when Marquette is put in.
I apologize if it wasn't clear, but that was the intent, is that I'm not going to hold this project up based on Marquette and parking lot issues.
Thank you.
Kevin Haley?
Commissioner Haley, please.
Thank you. Just a couple of comments. I've thoroughly reviewed the plans, and I understand exactly what they're proposing. It makes sense architecturally in terms of flow and safety of people. I have two concerns. And they're not specifically, dependent on what they're proposing to do to the building. We're doing this addition in terms of student safety. We have never addressed the issue of the pedestrian safety that's out there. Marquette Avenue, for some reason, isn't done. I don't want to get into that. It's the solution. It needs to be done. The site plan currently shows an existing sidewalk that just basically goes to the western edge of the school property and connects to nothing. At some point, we have to address the safety of the students that are walking, bicycling, coming up with their parents. It's not all about automobiles. But more importantly, something needs to be done with Marquette. I don't know what's holding that up. I don't want to get into that now. The school's proposal is sound in terms of providing for that aspect of safety, but we have to do something about taking care of the pedestrian safety, the queuing issues. This is important. It's the city, the school, everybody needs to work on it. I don't know what the solution is, but we're not even addressing that. I'm prepared to support this motion, but we need to somehow figure out how to make this work. And the other point I have is, absent that, we've got construction access. It's a huge impact on a neighborhood. This whole area is pretty much gridlocked, and all these trucks coming in. I think that what we really need to do is move forward, resolve the issues, whatever they may be, whether it's financial, who pays for it, get Marquette Avenue in there, get it started, use that as a construction access, do something that will solve this problem in the future. Again, I have no problem with what the school is proposing. It's a good thing. But how are we going to resolve the pedestrian safety issues? And how are we going to short-term deal with construction access? Lots and lots of big equipment moving through a residential neighborhood in conjunction with students trying to get to school safely. I think the city, we need to take more of a leadership role in this. The school's proposal is fine and sound. They're concerned about student safety. I'm concerned about student safety once they leave the building. I've been involved in the trail development and everything around there. We just need to get off the dime on this one and move forward and find a way to construct Marquette Avenue in a safe way that improves the access, eliminates the queuing issues. This is really the big problem, and I understand it's not tied to this issue. That's why I'm prepared to support it. But at what point are we going to get in and resolve the bigger issue here? We've got huge circulation issues in this neighborhood. It's been there for 20 years. It only gets worse every day. How is the city going to help fix this?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Haley.
I have no more to say. Thank you.
Okay, Commissioner Leon.
I don't know if the school or the contractor or the architectural firm better answer, but looking at the project schedule, begins with site mobilization middle of last month and will be complete mid-November 2020. I don't know if we need an updated schedule on that, but really the point of it is, what's the length of time that the construction traffic will impact the neighborhood and the traffic directly in front of there? And whoever can best answer that kind of two-part question.
Jim, are you still on? Well, you can answer that?
Yeah, I'm still on. I would think that construction traffic would impact throughout that time period, because they'll be working throughout that time period. I would think that the biggest equipment would be coming in during the summer as they get started on it to do any of the earth moving and groundwork. I mean, it's not a 1,000-square-foot addition. It's not a huge amount of that, so there'll be a bit of that. And then after that, I think you got a lot of trades coming in which I would think would be smaller vehicles, more vans, and that sort of thing. And the electricians come in, and they start working. So I'm envisioning it to be less of a project than, let's say, if we were constructing a new school there, and you would have, I don't know, 6 months of large vehicles coming through constantly.
So do I understand correctly that you still believe you would be complete by mid-November of this year?
I believe so. Mm-hmm.
I have a question.
Please, Alderwoman Wilhelm, please wait for a second. There's a consultant that is going to speak here. Your name and address for the record?
Paige Steed.
You know, why don't you come to this one right up here? Or use Miss X's.
Okay.
There you go. Thank you.
My name's Paige Steed with Plunkett Research Architects. Address 209 South Water Street. To speak more specifically to the construction schedule, the area to the west, the canopy, that should be completed by the fall once kids arrive. The main addition, most of the big items, the steel, that should mostly be completed by the fall. So a lot of the traffic will be this summer and then into early fall.
Okay, thank you.
And I'm sorry, you do anticipate mid-November being complete?
I think it's around mid-November, mid-December.
Okay.
They plan to move kids over after the winter break.
Okay.
You may not have all the landscaping done.
Probably not.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. I guess if I could just, and this is just a comment, that if we're going to do it, I shouldn't say if, but this is probably a preferred time where there are fewer people out on the roads because of work from home requirements and everything. So I think now would be the time to have the least amount of impact on the neighborhood with construction traffic coming through.
Yes. Thank you. Alderwoman Wilhelm, you had a final comment or question?
Yes, I have a, I don't know if it's a comment and a question, both, but most of the people that have been involved in this discussion have known about this concern up at the school for the traffic and the pedestrian safety. And Jim and Judy, both of you have been in the council chamber while we've been trying to work with the developers to put Marquette through. There was, you said you were working on this for 3 years. Wasn't there any anticipation for the need to bring construction traffic in at that time? Because there was no support from the school district saying, hey, this would be a really good idea because we're going to have this project that we're working on for 3 years, and this would be great for safety for the neighborhood. Does anyone have any idea what kind of complaints are going to come from driving traffic through narrow roads in a neighborhood like this? I'm just so disappointed that we can't seem to address this in a proper way. It doesn't seem like, I don't know, that's all I'm going to say. I'm just really disappointed. I'd like someone else to take some of the phone calls when the complaints don't come in, because they are going to come in. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderwoman. Any other internal questions? From the commission, seeing none, are we ready for a motion?
Actually,
or this would be a site plan amendment.
Yeah, Chairman, actually, I'd like to start with a motion for additional condition number 4, that all construction traffic must enter the site from Rawson Avenue along 46th Street.
Second.
I have a first and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Against? None. The motion passes 4 in favor, none against, 1 excused. Then on the site plan amendment.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve a resolution amending the site plan for property located at 4601 West Marquette Avenue to allow for an addition and new entranceway to the Pleasant View Elementary School building and associated site renovation. Tax key number 788. 9980000.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second by Mr. Burkhart. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Against?
Aye.
Against? Hearing none, the motion passes 4 in favor, none against, and 1 excused. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All right, Kevin, you got it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Aye. The motion passes 4 in favor, none against, 1 excused.